Give him the satisfaction.
What if I want the satisfaction?
What's up, everybody? This is the Off-Field Generals podcast brought to you by Tuned In Sports. It's your boys. It's Whistler. It's Hunter. And it is Devin. What's up, boys?
What's up, Devin? Oh. Where you been, man?
Just hanging out, man. Busy.
Busy with what?
You know, just
it's been
to
how long has it been
with
since
COVID.
He's been on? A month?
Feels like
it's
it.
It's been at least three episodes.
Been long enough.
Two, three episodes.
Too long.
Yeah.
Too long or not long enough? We'll let the people decide.
Let us know.
We'll let the people decide. We had to have Tabo on a last couple of weeks because we needed to talk to him about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
Right.
Of course. Resident Eagles fan. Probably the biggest Eagles fan on this podcast, though, is on today, and that's Alex.
Yeah.
Because you actually support Jalen Hurts. You purchased a Jalen Hurts jersey, not for yourself, but for a friend.
For a very special friend, yeah.
Special lady friend.
Lady friend.
You have tickets. You have tickets to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Not spring.
It's still cold.
Late fall.
It's still...
late winter.
Yeah, still cold.
Philadelphia, lovely city, especially in late February.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. It's going
to
be fun.
I mean, I went to Boston in February 2 years ago. Whenever they played the Eagles.
Right.
So it had to have been 2017, so 3 years ago.
Okay.
Surprisingly, not snowy. Rainy.
Is it freezing still?
It was cold, but it rained. So it rained... So we went to, I'll tell you the long story short, me and my dad went to Boston to watch the Super Bowl. Eagles versus Patriots, because my dad wanted to watch the Super Bowl amongst other Patriots fans, make it a unique experience, because he didn't know if they'd be back, you know, because Brady was, 42 at that time, and it was just kind of, you never know what year is going to be the last year. So my dad was like, well, let's make it a special Super Bowl. So instead of spending thousands of dollars on tickets to the Super Bowl itself, me and my dad went to Boston to watch the game at like sports bars with other fans. And they lost the Super Bowl, of course, as you know.
Right.
And we were walking back from the sports bar to our hotel, and it was just like pouring rain and freezing cold, middle of February, after the Patriots had just lost a Super Bowl. Just no words spoken between me or my dad for a couple blocks. And then as soon as we're a block or two away from the hotel room, my dad just takes a sigh. He goes, so this is what losing feels like, huh?
Like,
just had not experienced it. I guess, I mean, 2011, they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl, but I mean, that had been six, seven years. So it had been a long time since the Patriots had lost a game to that degree. And so it was just a unique experience, a new experience for him, or one that he had long forgotten. But surprisingly, no snow in Boston in February. It was a lot of fun. I'm sure you'll have fun stuff to do in Philadelphia. You'll be there for 11 days.
Stoked.
You can go on a tour of the Eagle Stadium, perhaps.
Maybe.
I guess I don't know what the COVID stuff is.
Yeah, we'll see.
But you can at least drive past it, go to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Maybe toss back a couple brewskis in the name of Jalen Hurts and sing some Fly Eagles Fly.
Yeah,
dude, if they're not letting people in, sneak in.
Sneak in, just hop the fence.
I'm pretty sure they do that.
That's always a rite of passage for Eagles fans.
Yeah, my guess.
I'm pretty sure it's...
If you're not breaking the law.
They do that, and it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they sneak in. Man. So it can be done.
So you're the Eagles' biggest Eagles fan on the podcast.
Totally. Without a doubt.
you've bought an Eagles fan, whereas last week or 2 weeks ago, Tabo fought us on buying a Jalen Hurts jersey.
Which makes no sense, but that's fine.
So
it's okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So we are going to talk Eagles, to your delight.
Right.
I texted you and you said I want to talk more about the Eagles.
Yeah.
So we've got it. But there are some questions we need you to answer first.
Cool.
We need you to answer for your sins and for your transgressions. Let's do it now.
Okay.
I was trying to think. Is there a time we can fit in? No, let's do it now. People mad online. Some people mad online that Alex had the Bills fifth.
Yep.
In his NFL power rankings.
Is what it is.
Why are you sorry that you did that?
No.
Is there any reasoning or just you don't like
sorry.
The Bills?
Listen, I'm not sorry. I love the
Bills.
Well,
it was a sorry pick.
Listen, that's what I want to hear. All right. The Bills beat a very crappy Patriots team, right? Very
sure.
crappy. Some of their
we'll give you that.
They haven't had
hand up
crazy
yes.
great wins. I mean, They beat the Steelers. They beat the Steelers
handedly.
The Steelers aren't even that good.
They're not bad.
The Steelers are frauds, man. They don't play good teams, and then they barely win every game that they have won. It's been close. Nothing.
So let's look at your picks.
Go for it. Line them up.
So you have the Chiefs at one.
Right.
Fine.
That's as it should be.
Yeah. Well, I had the Bills at one. Well,
that's your listen, I think that's just a bias. It's kicking in a little bit.
If the Chiefs and the Bills were to play tomorrow, would you 100% with 100% confidence say the Chiefs are going to win?
Yeah. If I was a betting man, with how
those two teams have been playing recently?
I'm just saying
you took a young Hoku missed field goal to beat the Falcons at home. Meanwhile, the Bills have been rolling.
If I was a betting man, which I am, yes.
I also
but that would
am.
Be Chiefs. That would be your lock. That'd be like a lock for you to be like Chiefs. Well, okay. Packers at number two, fine.
Sure.
Saints at three.
Listen,
a little high, probably. You had them one. Everyone else had them at four. You had them at three.
Yeah. Listen, I still think Saints are better. I just think they're an overall better team, and I think that's just how it's going to go out. I wouldn't just wait on it. I'm not just be shocked, everybody, when the Saints make it to the Super Bowl. So
Seahawks at four, who the Bills hung 40 on.
Yeah, well, listen, man.
I think.
Hey, that's great. That's great. We got the best defense in the NFL now via Jamal Adams. So, you know, I had to put him above the Bills.
44-34.
Yeah, 44-34.
And it really wasn't even that close.
No, it really wasn't. It was closer. Well, technically, I guess it was. It even got closer than that, and then they scored again late, and so it was still kind of.
But it wasn't like the Bills dominated.
No, there was never inkling in my body where I was like, "Oh yeah, we're winning this game. We got a shot." No, no. And I listen going into the game, I was like, "We're gonna lose. It's fine." Except
so again, Seahawks at four, Bills at five.
Listen, I just have this gut feeling, and I guess maybe it has nothing to do with ranking. So if we're trying to rank them, sure, they could be higher. That's fine. You put them at one, whatever. I have a feeling once it hits round one of the playoffs, the Bills get booted. They're losing that wild card round.
I don't know. They're getting hot at the right time.
We'll see.
It's all about getting hot at the right time in the NFL.
Seahawks are getting hot.
That's why I have them at one.
Let's go, baby.
I mean, we do all have the Bills in our top five. So that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I could have just changed it up a little bit and just not even put the Bills in. Put the Dolphins at five.
I think I had Bills at number one, Chiefs at number two, Packers at three, Saints at four, Seahawks at five. So I have the Seahawks in there. Talbot did not have the Seahawks. Talbot still has the Steelers in his.
Because he doesn't know.
So I don't know which was the worst pick. Talbot having the Steelers at five or you having the Bills at five? One much too high, the other way too low.
I still think that the Bills, mine's better because that's the correct top five.
Yeah, you had the right five teams.
Correct.
I think.
Yes. The fact that because the Steelers.
I was
Steelers
very tempted. I was very tempted to put the Bucs at five.
Really?
Over the Seahawks.
I also almost did that.
But then I realized, wait a second, they played the Lions who didn't have any coaches.
That's also why I didn't do it.
I was like, okay, like the Bucs balled out this week. Oh wait, yes. It's A, Lions, B, Lions without a coach. Who Lions without a coach probably would have been better than the Lions under Matt Patricia, but nonetheless, I don't know who was calling it. Matt Stafford's daughter was calling the plays or something like that. I don't know. But so I decided against the Bucs at five. But that was so there's many takeaways that you could take from this weekend of NFL action. Your takeaway apparently was that the Bills are not better than the Seahawks.
Nope. Seahawks.
Another one of your takeaways. Your fifth down weekend takeaway.
Oh, Seahawks are not the best defense in the NFL. Well, listen, I can't.
Don't think you needed this week to tell you that.
Yeah, well, but that's just what I'm taking away because obviously it came out of it being a big deal, apparently. Jamal Adams, man.
All-star linebacker.
He.
All-time great.
There was a guy I was thinking of that he reminded me of because he's just this dude that's going to, like, he just says, he speaks hype. That's who he is. He just speaks hype. But he sucks. Like
he was very hyped to make the playoffs.
Oh yeah, which is good for him. I mean, I get that. Like, going from a team from the Jets who are very, very crappy.
Jets to Seahawks could not have been more of a stark difference.
No, night and day.
Yeah, that's going
night and day. We're talking about a team that literally has won one game to a team that's won 10 or 11 at this point.
Not even just wins and losses, but like organizations.
Yes, it's coaches just run better.
Adam Gase to Pete Carroll.
Yes. Much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yes, that's what we're not the best defense in the NFL. Come on. We're on an upswing, I can admit. We have...
The upswing helps when you're playing the Giants, Jets, and Rams.
Sure, but it's because we also acquired Carlos Dunlap, who has balled
out. Did help.
He's balled out for what we need him to do. So we have been. I mean, the points per game have been lower than what we were letting up beforehand. Yes, again, Jets, Giants, Rams. I get it.
Yeah, your last five games have been Carson Wentz, Eagles.
Right.
Giants.
Correct.
Colt McCoy, Giants, which they lost.
Yeah, no, typically.
Jets.
Yes.
Dwayne Haskins, Washington football team,
right,
and the Rams.
Right.
So, yeah, if we're looking at those five games.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best defenses, I guess.
Exactly. I'm not wrong. Upswing, baby.
If you look at the games before that.
Getting hot at the right time, am I right, Hunter? You know what I'm saying?
It's all about getting hot at the right time. If you look at the games before that, 44 points to the Bills, 27 to the Garoppolo-less 49ers, 26 to the Vikings, 37 to the Cardinals, 23 to the Dolphins, 31 to the Cowboys, 25 to the Falcons, 30 to the Patriots, which that may be the most glaring of games. 30.
At the time, it wasn't.
At the time,
it
was not. But
now,
when we look at that Patriots offense,
yep.
Speaking of a team who's not hot at the right time, I mean, Patriots peaked in week one, and then it's just been,
straight downhill.
Downhill ever since.
Bodies.
Your fifth down weekend takeaway, Devin.
My weekend takeaway is that, first off, the Jets stink. I know that's not much of a takeaway.
Back-to-back wins.
It's not good, though. They're screwing themselves by winning.
A dysfunctional franchise when they win.
It's pathetic. You're literally set up. I mean, it's good for Lawrence because he doesn't have to go into a dumpster fire. But this sucks now because my boy Zach Wilson is climbing the ladder. And he might have to go to that dumpster fire.
Loser Zach Wilson, honestly.
Loser Zach Wilson.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
My takeaway is the freaking Jets. Literally can't they can't even win right.
Yeah, even when they win, it's a loss.
It's horrible.
There's no one in the world that could set their organization back a decade by winning other than the Jets.
Exactly.
Like, they needed to do one thing, and they were doing that all year, and then really when it came down to it, the finish line, they stopped doing that one thing that they needed to do.
And believe me, I thought the Washington football team was a terribly ran organization. They're kind of turning things around.
Oh, yeah, Rivera has that shit.
Yeah, he has it, but before, they're turning things around.
Before.
The Jets are almost, in my book, like...
The Jets are worse than the Washington football team. The Washington football team and the Jets are dysfunctional in different ways. The Jets, it's just like dysfunction. No one knows what they're doing. The Washington football team is dysfunction from the owner, and that trickled down to some people in power that are no longer there.
Exactly. So they're turning it around, but the Jets literally in all facets of the organization suck.
Except for a linebacker, linebacker.
Mr. Harvey Longy.
Harvey Longy. Other than that,
now if he can
their wide receiver is actually pretty good. Jameson Crowder is pretty good. They did let Robbie Anderson leave though last year, which I told you was going to be an issue. Some people had the Jets as like a sleeper team in the AFC coming into this year.
They won't this next year.
And I had to say, like, who's Darnold going to be throwing the ball to? Turns out he did have some weapons, but the overall dysfunctionality that is the New York Football Jets.
Now I'm throwing up a prayer that they're going to take
Sewell.
Sewell or Fields if they do take a quarterback.
What you need is Fields to like throw five touchdowns and beat Clemson.
That's a tall task.
Yeah, especially considering he's been underwhelming his entire career.
He has.
But or the Jets to be like, we'll run it back one more year with Darnold without Adam Gase and see if he has a Ryan Tannehill-like ascension.
I think they need to do that because he's in a dumpster fire. Of course he's going to crash and burn. Anyone's going to go in there and burn. It.
I don't want Zach Wilson on the Jets.
I don't want him to crash and burn.
One, the Jets stink, like the organization you're talking about dysfunction. Two, as a Patriots fan, I don't want to have to root
against
Zach Wilson 2 weeks out of the year. And three, as a Patriots fan, I don't want to have to root for the Jets 15 weeks out of the year.
There we go.
So lose, lose, lose on all counts.
All the losses here.
Yeah, I'm with you. The Jets stink. Like, even when they win, they lose.
Yep.
And Jets fans, it's just... pain. Like, existence is pain as a New York Jets fan.
True.
Look how far we've come for the Jets, or how far they've fallen to have gone to the AFC Championship, what was it, back-to-back years?
Yeah.
With Sanchez and Rex Ryan.
Yep.
Like, Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan were the most competent quarterback coach duo they've had in 30 years.
That is saying something.
Since what? Who?
Parcells.
Who, but I was trying to think of who Parcells' quarterback was. Either way, who knows? My fifth down weekend takeaway is that there may be actually a decent chance that we see Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky back together in Chicago next year. As crazy as that sounded
a month ago.
Well, let's look at the Chicago Bears. One, if they win on Sunday, they're in the playoffs. And if they beat the Packers in the playoffs at 10-6,
tall task.
They started the season 4-1. And look at what they've been able to do the last few weeks. You beat the Texans 36-7 with Mitch. You beat the Vikings 33-27 with Mitch. And then you beat the Jaguars 41-17 with Mitch. Like, their offense, suddenly, Matt Nagy finally discovered how to coach a quarterback for the first time in his, what, 4 years in Chicago now?
Right.
He finally realized that, hey, we have a terrible offensive line, and maybe the quarterback who's a little more mobile and not has cinder blocks for feet like Nick Foles does, maybe the guy who can move around a little bit gives us a better chance to win. And he puts him in, and he lets him, you know, move outside the pocket, throw on the run, makes the reads a little bit easier, goes to his running back in David Montgomery, and look at him now, three-game winning streak with a chance to go to playoffs if they beat the Packers on Sunday, which they might not beat the Packers on Sunday, but I believe if the Rams beat the Cardinals, the Bears still make the playoffs, regardless of winning or losing versus the Packers.
But I really need them to beat the Packers.
Yeah, future on it? Money on it?
No, I'm trying to get the number one seed.
Oh, okay.
Packers lose, we win. We get the number one seed.
What about even over the Saints?
Because I think we have the tiebreaker over them, too.
Really?
So even if they were to win, we'd have the same record. And
surprising.
The tiebreaker.
I'm actually shocked. I thought it was either Saints or Packers for sure.
All we have to have is the Packers lose and we win.
Either way. So there's, I mean, it's probably not a good chance, but there's a slight chance that if the Bears go to the playoffs, they lose in wild card weekend, but, you know, the owners of the Bears in the front office see it and say, well, look what they did with Trubisky and Matt Nagy to end the season. Look how the offense looked. It looked great. The Bears looked great. They won four in a row to end the year before losing in the playoffs. Like, there are things that could be going through the heads of decision makers in Chicago that somehow lead to Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky being back in Chicago together, which Matt Nagy should not be. My jury is still out on Trubisky. I don't think he hasn't been great.
I'm not done with him yet.
But he's been playing for a bad coach.
Yeah.
And a coach who clearly did not want him there, wanted to go to Nick Foles all season long, and a coach who did not utilize his skill set well.
Not only that, I think Trubisky is another one that I've talked about in the past. They got thrown into a dumpster fire with high expectations.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it sucks for him because he's always going to be compared to Watson and Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the class he's in. It sucks for it. Yeah, like you said, it sucks for him. But if he can, you know, kind of bolster maybe even starting quarterback on a crappy team throughout his career or a backup somewhere and stays in the league, I think he wins at the end of his career.
Honestly, I'd take Trubisky on the Patriots right now.
Over Newton?
Yeah. Cam Newton. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, you can get into that.
We'll talk about it later. Winners and losers. Devin, your winner.
My winner.
And then your loser.
Well, I don't know if I think I'm going to change my loser if you're going to rant about it later. So I'm not going to give any hints
here. Is it Cam Newton?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My winner.
You can just tell your loser and we'll talk about it later.
Okay. My loser was going to be
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. Yeah. So anyway, my winner going back is Trevor Lawrence.
For not going to the Jets.
Yeah, because first of all, if he had this choice, I mean, I think he's the stand-up kind of guy anyway that would have gone and would have tried to opt out of going to New York.
Wouldn't pull an Elway.
Yeah, wouldn't pull an Elway, which the NFL kind of has it set up to where, like, you can kind of and kind of not pull an Elway. But anyway.
I don't think there's a need to pull an Elway anymore.
Right.
I think there's ways that behind the scenes
you can
navigate your way to certain teams. But.
Right. But he wins because the Jets win, and he doesn't have to go there.
Which is the best thing can happen to anyone's career.
Absolutely. Because now he can go somewhere else. I mean, Jacksonville. Which, I mean, it could be.
Jacksonville is not
another dumpster fire. Another dumpster
fire. But you have great wide receivers. You have Chark. Yeah. You have LaVisca Chenault. And then you have great running back in James Robinson.
Yeah.
Like, so they were in the AFC Championship game 3-4 years ago.
They have blocks to build on, which the Jets have negative blocks to build on.
Yeah, nothing.
So
you got nothing.
The Jets, in their defense, do have a lot of draft picks this year. In the next 2 years.
So, depending, they might get some blocks.
But again, depending on who they hire as coach and GM, that could all be meaningless.
Yes. Correct.
Jets need to pick Sewell. If they don't, that's a dumb
pick. You said you would get a, you texted me this morning that you would get a Zach Wilson jersey no matter where he went.
No matter where he goes.
That includes Jets.
I'll get a Jets jersey.
That includes Cowboys.
Includes the Cowboys.
That includes, I'm trying to think of another team that you would dislike.
That he would dislike?
Yeah. Because you're a Broncos fan, but I don't feel like you hate the teams in your division.
No, not. I mean, I'm not terribly.
He's not going to go to Kansas City. Patriots.
Not as much. I mean.
Maybe like, if you were to
now
go
that
to, like,
the Patriots are losing, it's easy for me to like.
I mean, Alex said
that.
He would get a Patriots Zach Wilson jersey.
You know, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly,
he hates BYU and the Patriots, but he's like, Zach Wilson and the Patriots would be dope.
Honestly,
be
I hope Andrew Dunford doesn't listen. Yes. I would get a Patriots jersey if Zach Wilson was the quarterback.
I'm going to tweet that out and tag Andrew.
Tweet it out.
And tag Andrew.
I would. I would do it. You can. Tag Andrew. You think all that's right. Interesting.
I will. Your winner and loser, Alex.
So this isn't going to change until it does change,
okay.
Which I do not see happening. Winner, Jalen Hurts. That's just going to stay that way. My boy is starting over with the Eagles.
Not great this week.
Not great this week, but guess what? That's even better.
Probably bad.
Yeah. Bet. That's what's better, right? That's what's great about leading into my loser, who is Carson Wentz, because you are backing up a dude that just played bad. Because you suck that bad, bro. You are a loser in my eyes. So, winner, loser, Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz. I love it.
I thought for sure that I was going to... Because I was... As soon as last week ended, I submitted a waiver, because we faced off in the Fantasy Football Championship, me and you, Alex. And so, as soon as last week was over, I went and submitted a waiver claim for Jalen Hurts. Feels like he's playing against the Cowboys defense. He's going to get a score or two with his legs. He's going to throw a couple of scores. He had the one touchdown to DeSean Jackson.
Which was
flashback to like 0-12.
That was a nice throw.
Yeah, that was wild. I was like, am I watching a kick return?
I thought it was a flashback.
Against the Giants right now?
I thought it was like a Fox Sports, like, hey, let's flashback to 2009.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah, he looked just the way he was moving.
The way
he
fell backwards into the ends and all that stuff.
Yep.
Other than that, he was cheeks.
Garbage.
Straight buns.
Happens.
Yeah. Almost lost me the game. I would have beaten you after Sunday's games had he not like fumbled, which was not a fumble. Fumble was not a fumble. It was down. His knee was down.
Sure, but if you would have just played your quarterback.
I know. I overthought it. I should have stuck with Lamar Jackson, the guy
Lamar
who got me there.
Lamar Jackson put up points this last weekend.
Yeah.
I
should have stuck with the guy who got me there. Yeah. Classic overthinking. Classic Eagles mistake.
Yeah, there you go.
Overthinking it.
Yep.
My winner is nautical enthusiasts.
Nice.
Because, the boat is back.
Cool.
Blake Bortles signed to the Rams now that Jared Goff is going to be missing the rest of the year with a broken thumb or broken finger, one of the two.
Something like that.
And sucking.
So Blake Bortles back on an NFL roster. Also nautical enthusiast because Dolphins are one game away from the playoffs. If they win on Sunday versus the Buffalo Bills at the Bills, they will make the playoffs or a bunch of other things. I think they're in with a Browns loss or a Ravens loss or a Colts loss. So there's four things that could potentially happen this weekend that the Dolphins would be in. And the Texans loss to the Bengals puts the Dolphins in position to have the third overall pick because of a trade that sent Laremy Tunsil from Miami to Houston last year.
Wow.
And we talked about this for a second before, but because of the DeAndre Hopkins trade over the offseason to Arizona and people just crapping on Bill O'Brien for that, we forget that the Texans are terrible.
Yep.
And yet are not going to have their first pick, and it's going to be the third overall pick possibly. Right now it's at third, depending on what happens this weekend. But the Dolphins are going to have that third overall pick because of the trade that they traded for Laremy Tunsil. They needed offensive line help. Now their organization's just a dumpster fire. They're needing to rebuild, and they're not even going to have the third overall pick to get it. I mean, you could have kept that third overall pick and drafted Penei Sewell instead of trading it for Laremy Tunsil and other things for Laremy Tunsil. So nautical enthusiasts, the boat is back, and Dolphins are in the playoffs. My loser is every sport that is not football.
There we go.
Some numbers came out. The NFL accounted for 69 of the top 100 most watched broadcasts in 2020.
Wow.
So you'd look at the list, who's, you know, what other broadcasts are on there. Number one broadcast of the year was the Super Bowl. Then you have presidential debates. You have presidential debate, vice presidential debate, and then you have NFC Championship, AFC Championship, then you have State of the Union. And then after that, 8 through 17 is all NFL games.
Nice. Wow.
All the wild card playoffs and everything
like
that.
The NBA's really dropped that much?
NBA, MLB, and NHL did not make the list at all. Did not have a single game in the top 100 podcasts.
They're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. So losers, everyone, not the NFL, or really not football. There were some college football games in there, but that's my loser
week. Then.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, so I said everyone, NFL, every sport that isn't football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because college football, I think, had like the 19th most. The Clemson LSU game was number 19 on the list. So, yeah. Every sport that's not football stinks.
I won't get into why the NBA is dropping on this podcast, but I think I have some notions.
You can save that for your other podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll start one, and I don't have another one.
If I had another podcast, I would just be a Patriots-themed podcast. But since I don't have another Patriots-themed podcast, I'm just going to talk about the Patriots here, which is our question of the week. Has Brady, or really you could just say who, has, but I think most people would lean Brady right now, has Brady officially won the Brady-Belichick divorce?
Yes, exclamation point.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to say officially. And here's why. You had so many players sit out for the Patriots for one. That's a bit.
That's a fact.
Didn't have your full squad. You had to deal with a really crappy Cam Newton.
COVID Cam Newton, too.
Who's throwing to, well, who has handing the ball off to Michelle and is throwing to what's his bucket, who likes to hide behind poles at practice.
Harry.
Nikhil Harry. Belichick.
Did get to hand it off to Damian Harris.
Listen.
And get to throw to Jacoby Myers, who are really the two offensive weapons we have that are actually NFL caliber.
Right. Now let's go to the flip side here, and we're going to look at Brady, who has two consistent running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Really,
very
kinda,
well.
You could argue three running backs.
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy, true. Leonard Fournette, and what's the name? Ronald Jones.
Ronald Jones. And you have four great targets to be
Mike
throwing
Evans.
Out there. Brown.
Antonio Brown. Chris Godwin.
Godwin and Gronk.
And what's the other receiver? The Scotty Miller.
Five.
Yeah.
So the way I see it, Brady was handed a better hand going into Tampa. So I can't sit here and say officially one, because you give Belichick maybe a little bit better quarterback.
Anyone. A little bit better of a quarterback would have made a world of difference.
Yes,
right. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Because there's not an NFL quarterback on New England's roster.
Right. Or, and you get all those players, like those players don't opt out.
Yeah,
we're
Hightower.
We're talking about a completely different Patriots
Patrick
team.
Chung, Marcus
Cannon. We're talking about a possibility that they're still competing for the division. You don't know. You just don't know. And so that's why I can't sit here and say.
Stop. They're not
Brady.
Competing for the division if those players.
What? How so?
With Cam Newton.
I'm not. Well,
maybe not for the division.
No. I'm saying if they went with Stidham instead of Cam Newton from the beginning. Just rolled in.
I still don't think that would have made much of a difference.
Cam Newton sucks, man. His decision making is garbage.
I was calling for Cam Newton. I was calling for Stidham to start the second half versus the Bills. He finally got in the third quarter. Stidham's not any better.
Either way,
they're the same.
To the
Stidham has a more capable arm.
Sure.
Cam is the better player, but just physically,
he's more athletic. But there's
decision making
is garbage. He doesn't know how to make a good decision to save his life. Sucks.
Physically, he can't do anything. Like his arm, it's like I've made this analogy before on the podcast. It's like he's throwing a medicine ball.
Yeah. Either way, I will not say either one of them have officially won a divorce. All right, because we're talking about completely different. Like
we're still
spectrums.
In the early stages, but I still think Brady has won the divorce.
I mean, like, as of now,
here's
he's
elaborate.
Why. Here's why. Yeah, you can throw in COVID factors that Alex pointed out that the team, most of the team, is sitting out. Not most, but a large amount of the team.
Multiple starters.
Multiple, not just starters, but impact starters.
Yeah, like our best defensive
player. High impact starters, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that probably adds maybe four more wins.
That has you in the playoffs, probably.
Maybe three, maybe four. I still, depending. Anyway, moving on. Brady's one because, yeah, he walked into a better situation, but he saw that he was going to go into a better situation, and he took it. Now, is his situation perfect? No, he's surrounded by a lot of great people, and I think he's taking the Bucks where they haven't been in a long time. But Belichick is learning that he can't ride Brady's coattails anymore to the top. And why I think the divorce is won is because we're showing that Belichick, at the moment, we're seeing he could prove us wrong, can't do it without Brady. Brady can do it without Belichick. That's why I think the divorce is being won. Because you can't take Tom Brady and a couple good receivers and then some mediocre receivers you never heard of, some 5'2 guys from Wichita State that hop on the roster. You can't do that anymore when you don't have Brady. It doesn't work. But Brady can go somewhere and make a team better. Belichick, I'm not saying he's a bad coach. You give him a better hand, he's going to take you far. But right now, he can't do it without Brady when Brady can do it without Belichick. So that's why I think Brady has won that divorce.
I just still think that you can't make a definitive decision unless the both full teams are playing, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the comment of saying if Devin thinks 4 more wins, roughly, you and the Bucks are tied. Same record.
That is true.
So...
Four is probably, again.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is then... That's why I still just can't be like, yes, one way or the other.
Let's look at it from this lens. Who have the New England Patriots, given the talent on the roster, the schedule and everything that they've had, do you think that currently as it stands, 6-9 record with the players they have, with the personnel, do you think 6 wins has been an overachievement or an underachievement by the Patriots?
Underachievement.
But the current right now?
You think it's an underachievement?
Yes, because I
definite think, overachievement.
I still can't be
take all the coach like just if you were to
just
put
talent.
This
you're
if you were to put this
players on the field.
If you were to put this roster
overachievement for sure.
If you were to put give this roster to the, you know, I'm trying to think of a team middle of the road, to the Las Vegas Raiders. If you were to put this roster but the helmet the sticker on their helmet was a Raiders sticker, and they were playing in Las Vegas. Do you think 6 wins for this roster is an overachievement or an underachievement?
That's still tough, because I guess it's hard, because if you're like looking at like how we were at the beginning of the season, right, you're thinking Cam Newton's going to come in hot. You're thinking N'Keal Harry might be able to step it up, and maybe Sony Michel does some things, and you weren't planning on all these players sitting. I guess... A little bit over an achievement, but 6 wins with that talent almost sounds even to me.
About even. Now, let's take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers roster and slap a Raiders logo on the side of their helmet. Do you think 10 wins for this roster is an underachievement or an overachievement?
I would say underachievement. You got Thomas Brady, the best quarterback in the NFL. You have Antonio Brown, at one point, was the best wide receiver in the NFL. You got Mike Evans, who's a top 5 wide receiver in the NFL. And you've got Godwin, who is a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL, and Gronkowski, who used to be the number 1 tight end of all time. So you're telling me, and Leonard Fournette, like, just a powerhouse running back. So, yes, it's a little bit of an underachievement with 10 wins.
Do you
agree or disagree? Now that you pointed out that way.
So that's my ultimate point is there's a very good argument out there that Tom Brady has underachieved in Tampa Bay while Belichick has overachieved with this roster.
When you look at it through that lens, it's...
And again, the Bucks are 10-5. Here's one more lens to look through. The Bucks are 10-5. If this entire Bucks roster was playing for the New England Patriots and playing for Bill Belichick, do you think the New England Patriots are 10-5, or do you think they have more wins or less wins?
I'd probably give them around like 12 or 13 wins.
Yeah, I'd be 12 and 13 wins. I think they'd be a very good team, actually, with Belichick
at the
helm.
Because I think Bruce Arians is just a numbskull and doesn't know what he's doing all the time.
So obviously that's not going to be the end-all be-all, because you bring up Bruce Arians, and obviously coaching does matter.
There's just a lot of factors,
there is the argument that out there that I'm just tossing out there that the Bucks and Tom Brady specifically, because Tom Brady hasn't been like phenomenal.
No, he has not been phenomenal.
Like, he's been phenomenal at times, but I mean, pulling up his stats right here.
He's at what? 4,200 yards, 36 TDs, 11 INTs. So like 36 touchdowns, like sure. There's a game where they scored 3 points against, who was it, the Saints?
New Orleans. Yeah, they got trashed by the Saints.
It's just, like, come on, like you've thrown as many interceptions as Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, he has 11 picks this year, 36 touchdowns. I mean, he's been very good.
It's just, but it's Tom Brady we're talking about.
And with the weapons that he has.
Right, you would expect more. Like, yeah, exactly. Imagine Tom Brady a couple years ago getting Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, and having Gronk. Are you telling me right now that they don't go undefeated? Like,
yeah, I was
going to
say,
crap is
they
that?
Wouldn't lose a game.
Yeah. I mean, the only years that he's thrown more interceptions than he has this year were all, like, 2000s. It's like the first decade of his career,
yeah, so yeah,
where the Patriots were really relying on their defense to win titles, and Tom Brady still was a great quarterback, but he wasn't Tom Brady the GOAT yet.
Yeah.
So at this point, then it's still a rough court case. We don't know who's won the divorce.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's just too there's too many factors and there's too many things that you can't sit here and say yes.
Do you think we'll ever know?
Huh?
Do you think we'll ever know?
You know,
I think next year will tell us.
I think the best way you'd have to look at this is just kind of see when Tom Brady retires and see what they have had in that time.
I don't think we'll ever know. Right. I think Tom Brady going to a stacked offense already and then just added pieces.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Patriots had guys opting out, and now you're going to have a bunch of guys who are free agents. I don't think we'll ever know.
Who knows? Yeah, the only way you really could know is you had equal teams. And
I think one way to know is if Brady never doesn't ever win a Super Bowl again.
And Belichick
turns the Patriots around in like 2 years. Like if the Patriots are back atop the AFC East in like 2023.
Yeah,
and Brady retires after that year and hasn't won a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. I think that tells you something.
Yeah, Belichick probably pulled it out. Yeah, I agree.
I think that tells you something. And I think if Belichick is never able to turn around the Patriots while he's coach/GM, and Brady wins, you know, a Super Bowl this year or next year or whatever it may be, I think then those are the only two ways you'll know.
Yeah.
I think if the Patriots continue how they have been this year, and I think if the Bucks continue how they've been this year, I don't think we'll ever know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can. Yeah, I agree with that. It's going to be hard. We'll see.
All right. Fact or fiction? This should be a good one. I'll pose statements. You guys tell me if that statement is a fact or if that statement is fiction. First up, the Packers will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Fiction. We're just going to go over and elaborate a little more.
Give your answer and then 30 seconds of elaboration.
Listen, I still think the Saints are going to have something to say about that, and I think the Seahawks are going to shock some people in the playoffs.
Best defense in the league.
Totally. But I don't think that's what it's going to be, but I still think they're going to shock some people. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a Packers-Seahawks NFC championship. What happened in the last one? Packers fans know. So, good luck with that.
True.
I still don't think... I'm not saying the Packers aren't going to make the NFC Championship. They will be there. It just depends on who they're playing, but they're not making it to the Super Bowl.
Devin.
Fiction. Saints are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the board with that.
I'll say that. That
Drew Brees
defense,
last year.
That defense is gritty, and even if... I mean, barring the Eagles game, even if...
Other than the Eagles game.
Brees gets hurt. That was a crapshoot, but Brees gets hurt... I still think you can make it with Taysom or Jameis.
There are those out there that make the argument that Taysom gives them a better chance.
Right, but that defense gives them the highest chance. That is a good defense.
Yep. Fact or fiction, sticking with the Packers, Aaron Rodgers will be the NFL MVP.
Fiction. That's it.
Really?
Patrick Mahomes will walk away with that MVP.
I'm going to go fact.
I'm going to go fact on that as well.
I think Aaron Rodgers is the MVP.
You can feel it. It's whatever you want. It's not going to happen.
All right, maybe we'll place a wager on that.
I'd be down.
Fact or fiction, Carson Wentz will be on the Eagles roster in 2021.
Fiction.
You wanted to talk Wentz and the Eagles?
Yep.
Here you go.
Fiction. Here's why. So either way, they're going to have to pay this dude unless you get some guy out there that's dumb enough to take on this contract.
Colts?
Maybe.
Shout out Colts.
Listen, the Eagles front office really isn't smart enough, so I don't know how they're negotiating, like their tactics are going to be as far as like trying to pull that off. So you're going to have to probably end up paying that either way. Get rid of him. Figure out what you can do to replace that. Carson Wentz doesn't need to be there anymore. He doesn't want to be there anymore. He doesn't want to be a backup to Jalen Hurts. The problem is it's going to be Jalen Hurts moving forward.
There's no way you can go back to Carson Wentz.
No, and he knows that. So he doesn't want to be there, so no, he will not be there in 2021.
Devin?
I don't think he'll be there. I think that they'll move on. They'll part ways mutually for his best interest.
What is the Eagles fan and their like their infatuation with Wentz?
Wentz has given them
really no reason for them to be like this in on
him. It's a little skewed because it depends on who you talk to. Like Tabo was just like,
I think it's just Eagles fans though.
I don't know. Like
I think like 95% of Eagles fans are like, no,
I don't know.
Wentz.
Dude.
We want
JoJo
Wentz.
And her whole family, they do not like Wentz. So it's like,
but I think they're in the minority. I think they're
maybe,
in a small minority. I think the
maybe,
majority, the vast like, majority of Eagles fans, they're like, no, Wentz, we want Wentz. Wentz is a good quarterback. And I think it stems from the insecurity of Foles leading them to a Super Bowl and then getting rid of Foles. Like they need justification. They need to know that was the right decision.
I'm going to send this podcast in to the Eagles franchise just as my resume.
Check this out.
Clearly I could be doing a better job over there right now. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, we've been saying for years.
Got drafted, I said overrated. And I haven't left that notion since.
Even when they were 13-3 and he was in the MVP conversation.
I was like, no, this dude is stupid. And I'm like, when people are like, oh, he's MVP. And I was like, no, he is not an MVP. This guy's garbage and he's a fraud. Hate him.
One NBA nugget in this whole thing.
Nice.
The Brooklyn Nets will win the NBA championship.
Man, Kyrie.
Oklahoma just scored again.
Let's go, baby.
What's the score?
41-13.
Let's go.
Holy crap.
Anyway.
Zach keeps climbing.
If Kyrie and KD are playing the way that they've like just opened up the season, just the things I've seen, and it's starting to be like vintage Kyrie that's been pulled out, yeah, I'm going to probably say fact. I could see this.
They just defeated the Atlanta Hawks earlier tonight, 145-141.
It was close. Lot high score.
Not much defense.
So, well, but here's the deal, right? So if you think about that, teams, if you're going to let the Brooklyn Nets put up 140 points a game and you can't keep up, you're going to, like, are you going to, come on. I'd say fact. I think that they're going to make a solid push to the finals.
Win it, though. Not make it.
I still think they could win. Okay. I highly believe they could win it. Screw it. Kyrie and KD are winning the NBA finals. Wait on it again. Last time I did this, I was right.
That's true.
So.
Fiction.
Eared mark this.
Do you have a fiction button?
No.
Okay. Fiction.
I don't know why I looked at the soundboard.
You're like, wait a second.
Maybe.
No, fiction. I could definitely see them coming out of the East.
My grandpa just texted me, Florida equals overrated.
Amen.
You're right, grandpa.
I taught my dad what LFG stands for. And and he says, and then after Rattler ran one, he's like, Rattler, LFG. Oh, man. It's good stuff. Good stuff there.
I'm bad fiction, though.
Yeah.
As you text your
Who do you think
back.
Wins?
I mean, this is poison coming out of my mouth. Believe me, this hurts, but I think Lakers. The Lakers repeat.
Boo. I don't know. I probably wouldn't buy a Lakers repeat.
Ah, boo. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Guys, I hate saying
A-boo.
It.
Ah, boo.
Ah, boo.
Clippers.
You think Clippers?
I don't know. Clippers Nets.
And you're telling me that the Clippers are going to
beat the
Nets?
I wouldn't hate
you
either one.
I'm
I don't like
halfway
I,
on board
I don't
with
like,
Alex.
I don't like Kyrie. I don't really like KD.
You don't have to like them, but you see what they did.
But I'd rather them win than the Lakers.
The Lakers were going to win.
I know, but
I'd
rather
you know
the Nets
that.
Than the Lakers.
Oh, I'd much rather the Nets.
I'd be totally fine with the Nets winning.
Yeah. Anyone but the Lakers.
Yeah.
Anyone.
If you were telling me it was a Clippers Nets finals, I don't really care.
I think Nets are
going
to go.
Wouldn't watch it anyway.
Nets are going to go to the. I'll put that down. I'll go halfway with him. Nets are going to go
in
to
the finals.
Be in the finals
and lose to the Lakers.
All right.
Fact or fiction? Ryan Fitzpatrick gives the Dolphins the best chance to win in the playoffs.
Well, at what point are you putting him in the game? Are you going to let him start?
Like starter.
Oh, so he's going to start fiction. No,
starter.
If he's a starter, he's a fiction. You
the
throw
last,
him in,
the
you
last
throw
two series?
Yeah, you throw him in the fourth, halfway through the fourth quarter, then we might have something going
throw
on here.
Throw up a face mask prayer.
Yeah, I might be able to hop on board with that.
I tweeted this out. In the long term, this could very much backfire on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Like, they're winning games by doing this now. But long term, like, you're not going to have Fitzpatrick forever.
No.
And if Tua's 3 years into the NFL and doesn't know how to close games or, like, doesn't know how to perform well under pressure when the games get tight and, the game's on the line, that's going to be tough.
Right.
Like, you can't just always keep going to Fitzpatrick. At some point, Tua's going to have to go through growing pains. And I guess this year they didn't want to do it late in the year with the playoffs on the line. But still, like, long term, it could be detrimental to Tua and to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
But what a throw.
That one, my goodness.
No
I mean,
look,
geez.
Neck the other
right,
way.
Yeah.
Crazy. Helmet to the on the side of his face.
That's a veteran right there.
That's a veteran. That's a seasoned pro. Oh man. Fact or fiction? This was a guy Devin was riding with earlier. I don't know about riding with, but you certainly had his back. Fact or fiction? Dwayne Haskins will be on an NFL roster in Week 1 of 2021.
Fiction.
Whoa, that's a fact. I'm just kidding.
I'll fact that. But I'm not riding with him anymore. I think it's a fact. I think he'll get a chance somewhere.
Are you asking starter or just on a roster?
No, on a roster.
Yeah, on a roster. Yeah, I think he'll be on a roster.
Listen, if you don't think that's fine. Listen, I bet you I wouldn't be surprised if someone like the Rams put him on as a backup or the Steelers put him on as a backup. Maybe the Titans put him on as a backup. He's going to end up somewhere.
Here's the deal.
Maybe
I
even the Seahawks. Get rid of Geno Smith. I don't want him anymore.
I want to clear the air on this. Yeah. I was riding with Haskins.
It was more the overall idea of let's give quarterbacks a fair chance.
Exactly, but I was.
He had a fair chance.
Until he stinks.
Stinks and the character issues.
Yeah. Honestly.
So you look at a guy like Sam Darnold. Yeah. I'm going to go on a little tangent here, but be fast, I promise.
You look at a guy like Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm.
Let him go for it. He doesn't have character issues, though. He's not doing stupid stuff off the field, and he's going 100% in practice and not just trying to ride his athleticism. Because Haskins does have more athleticism than Darnold, as good as he is. But Haskins just...
Sam Darnold's sneaky athletic.
Yeah.
He ran over the Browns linebacker.
Haskins has just rode with his athleticism his whole career and now gets to the point where I wanted to be behind his back, but now I wanted to have his back, but now I'm behind his back. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
He blew his shot.
We honestly should have known when he was charging friends and family to get into his draft party.
So
like when you're charging,
yeah, when you're charging family
to come in
and friends, you're about to make millions of dollars and you're going to charge someone to come to your draft party. Give me a break.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for giving quarterbacks a fair shake, but yeah, it was, I mean, real from the get go, right? I mean, he won his first game and he was over there taking selfies with fans. And so they had to trot out, who was it? Who was the backup at the time? Case Keenum?
Probably.
They had to trot out Case Keenum to take the knee at the end of the game because he was like in the stands with fans, like
when
taking selfies.
When I saw that, that's when I was done.
That's when you were out.
I was done when I saw him get drafted. So.
I was a fan. I was a fan up until this year.
I tried to, but he blew it in my book, my armchair quarterback book over here.
In your other podcast?
Yeah, my other podcast.
Right.
Fact or fiction? Devonta Smith will win the Heisman.
Should or will?
Will.
Will not, but should.
Yeah, it depends on how the question's worded. I'm going to, you know what, screw it. I want to see something change, and I think I can feel it in the air. He'll win the Heisman. Bring the WR into the books.
So let's, who would be the last non-quarterback to win? Any guesses?
Non-quarterback?
Yeah. Give me a guess.
Was it a running back? Had to have been a running back.
Yeah, just non-quarterback. Bonus points if you can tell me how many non-quarterbacks have won since 2005.
Since
Reggie Bush won it in 2005, how many non-quarterbacks?
So you got Mark Ingram.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've got did Derrick Henry win the Heisman?
Derrick Henry won it, didn't he?
I can't remember if Derrick Henry won the Heisman or not.
Did he?
Leonard Fournette won the Heisman, didn't he?
Yes. So if we're riding with Derrick Henry.
So since 2005, I'm going to give you four. I'm just going to say four. Am I right?
There has been two.
Dang it.
Two?
But was it, so it was Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram
Leonard,
in 2009.
And Leonard Fournette?
It wasn't Leonard Fournette.
And Derrick Henry in 2015.
Derrick Henry. Who won it Fournette's year?
What year would Fournette have?
Yeah, I think Fournette.
Lamar Jackson?
Remember Fournette?
Oh, duh.
And Fournette like sat out. Duh. Like he didn't.
Burrow, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry in 2015, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Johnny Manziel, RG3, Cam Newton, Mark Ingram in 2009, Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow, Troy Smith.
Yeah.
The last wide receiver to win it?
90s.
Can we guess who it was?
Yeah.
Was it post or pre-2000?
I'm not going to say any years.
I can't even guess who it is.
Can't even
last wide receiver.
You can't give me a post or pre.
No.
2000.
Give me a letter of their first name.
No.
Shoot. Man.
No idea.
Shoot. Give me a second. I feel like there's a white out. It's probably been a minute, and I'm going to go...
Percy Harvin? I'm kidding.
With...
Percy Harvin's not a terrible guess, but
yeah,
a bad guess.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of who I can't even guess because it doesn't even make any sense.
Who?
Desmond Howard.
Yeah.
1991, the year after Ty Detmer.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, Devontae Smith is not going to win.
Before that,
he should though.
Tim Brown.
Should, 2020 yes. was whack. Give it to him.
Since, let me go back. So since 1970, well, let's see if we go back even further than that. Oh my goodness. How many wide receivers have won it
overall?
Ever.
Can I guess?
Ever?
Three?
Yes.
I was going to say three.
I'm
going to say four.
I'm going to say three.
I believe it is three.
Boom.
Yeah.
So you have Johnny Rogers.
Ooh,
if you can tell me who Johnny Rogers played for. He was a wide receiver / running back. So
still falls in that category though.
We'll count it. Two and a half. Johnny Rogers won it. Tim Brown, Notre Dame, won it in 1987, and Desmond Howard won it in 1991. So Devonta Smith would be really the third true wide receiver to win it.
Wow.
You say fiction?
I say should, but fiction. He should, but it's fiction.
Who do you have winning it?
Oh,
I think it'll be Smith.
That's where I'm going.
Mac Jones can't win.
Yeah,
it.
If there is a
when
year.
When you're the third, arguably fourth if you count Jalen Waddle. But if you're the third best player on your offense, you can't be the Heisman.
I mean, it's crazy that
Najee Harris is better. Devonta Smith is better.
I'll tell you what. If there is a year where Smith does win or has a chance to win, it's this year because you have Lawrence, who would be a surefire.
Except he sat
out a whole bunch.
Yep.
I mean, Kyle Trask, who shouldn't even be in the conversation after tonight.
No, he lost it.
Yes. You know what?
He got benched.
Hold on.
Devin's coming around.
I'm going to say, if there isn't biased of old Southern white men,
oh, wow,
Devontae Smith will win the Heisman.
All right, so you're on fact now.
I'm on fact.
Okay.
Because
I looked at the lineup and I was like, you know what? There's a shot for him this year.
My man has got it.
Welcome aboard.
Fact or fiction? The Buffalo Bills have a legitimate shot at the Super Bowl.
Fact.
At a Super Bowl title.
Fact.
Fact.
Even though they're fifth on your power rankings,
means nothing. Saints lost to the 7-9 Seahawks in a wild card round. So, yes, the Bills can easily win the Super Bowl if we're going with that.
I'm going fact.
I think so, too.
Absolutely.
Again, I have them number one in my power rankings. Just because right now they are playing better than anyone else in the NFL.
They are good.
They are a DeAndre Hopkins Hail Mary away from winning, I think, their last eight games.
Yeah.
Fact or fiction, Cam Newton will be on the Patriots roster in 2021.
Fiction.
Will be or will not be?
Will be.
Oh, yeah, fiction.
Yeah, I'm going to go fiction.
You're really going to look at me in the eyes, Hunter. You're really going to tell me that you
convinced.
Think Belichick's going to re-sign this guy?
I think it all depends on what they do in the draft.
Even whatever the hell they do in the draft, they should not be re-signing
because they may use Cam as like a bridge.
Oh, true.
Because he is we talked about this before, and this will be my Cam Newton rant. Me and Alex talked about this before the show. This really sucks because Cam Newton has been the epitome of a good teammate this year and a true leader. Talked about like the sleep schedule that he had. They talked about on Monday Night Football, but the work he's put in, he hasn't seen his kids in months. Like he's gone all out on trying to be a good quarterback for the Patriots. And he's sacrificed a lot and he's been the perfect teammate. He's been accountable. He's faced the music. You know, he's not worried about anything other than trying to win games for the New England Patriots. With that said, like I've said multiple times on here, he looks like he's throwing a medicine ball. Like, he cannot throw anymore. Like, his shoulder is shot.
Something's up.
He's skipping balls off the turf to wide receivers.
Not good.
He can't make the right read sometimes. He's holding on to the ball too long. He's not getting the ball to open receivers. Like, he just... Physically, like mentally, he is doing everything he's got to do. He's putting in all the work. He's obviously working out a ton. Like, his body's in good shape. But just physically, his shoulder can't do it anymore. And that's why I think there's at least a chance he's on the team in 2021, which makes no sense because I just talked about how he can't be a quarterback anymore. But those other things that I said, the work that he puts in, his leadership abilities, just being the perfect teammate this year, like those are the things you kind of want a younger quarterback to learn. You don't want them coming in. Because the thing is there's no other quarterback on this roster that can really help teach them, right? Like Jarrett Stidham is not going to teach someone. Brian Hoyer, he's a good backup because he's a good team guy and a good locker room guy. But you're not learning the offense or learning how to be a good quarterback from Brian Hoyer because he's never been a good quarterback in the NFL. Cam Newton's at least been there. He knows what it takes to be a good quarterback. He knows the work you have to put in. And so that's why I think he'd be a good bridge to if they do draft a quarterback. But, I mean, there's all the possibilities. You trade for a quarterback. I mean, there's the possibility of maybe bringing in, you know, you could get Jimmy G back in New England. You could possibly bring in Matt Stafford. Or you could sign someone, you know, quarterbacks like Jameis Winston's going to be a free agent this year. Like, right. There's guys that you could potentially bring in. But if you draft a
Matt
quarterback.
Stafford would be good.
If you draft a quarterback, I think you should probably, if he's willing to be, you know, a backup, or really just kind of what Fitzpatrick was this year, where, hey, we're going to start him for the first few games, and then after the bye week, bring in the rookie. If he's willing to do that, I think that there's a chance, at least, that he's still on the roster. And that's my Cam. That's my Cam.
That's a good case. We'll see. I don't know.
I mean, he's not a starting NFL quarterback on a winning team anymore.
No.
Like, he's not going to take a team to the playoffs.
No. No.
I mean, especially not with the weapons he's got. No. But the thing is like, there's wide receivers are getting open. He just is not making the throws.
Yeah, true.
Game picks.
Let's go, baby.
We no longer have our college football picks, our top four.
Because it's no longer.
Should we do, so quick update. Let's do a quick update on our Super Bowl picks.
Yep.
I have the Packers, the Ravens, and the Steelers. So, which all look to be in. The Ravens, I think they need a win.
Yeah.
Ravens win and they are in. I don't know. Some things need to happen for the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
But the Packers are in, the Steelers are in. Tabo / Devin. Seahawks. 49ers who are out, and Rams.
Oh,
so you had like the NFC West.
Holy crap!
But the Rams need to win,
and they're
in. The Rams need a win or a Bears loss, I think.
Yeah, that's. I mean, even if they get,
so they are probably in. You, Alex, got the best of any of us. Got the Chiefs, the Bucks, and the Bills.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how y'all let me walk
away
with it.
And now you're trashing the Bills.
I don't know how. I can trash them all they want. They win me a bet. Yeah, that's fine.
Sure. We do need to still redeem. Me buying you pizza tonight counts as me paying you for your Dodgers pick.
Okay. Is that everyone else? Covered everyone else too?
I still owe you B-dubs.
That's true. Devin owes me B-dubs from a minute ago.
I know.
Did you pick NBA with us or baseball with us?
I think I picked NBA with you.
Okay, so Tabo owes you dinner from the baseball pick.
Okay.
And then you two owe me dinner for the basketball picks.
Got okay. you.
Got it.
Because I had the Lakers.
Hey, next time we're with each other, just remind me.
All right. And then Super Bowl picks, TBD.
Cool.
We won't do the same with football playoffs because there's only, and there's really two teams that
are going to.
Yeah. No one's going to pick Notre Dame.
No.
No.
Speaking of Notre Dame, game picks, Notre Dame versus Alabama. Alabama, 20-point favorite. The over-under is set at 66 points.
Wow, only 66 points?
I believe. Let me confirm.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly sure. But then I looked at it, and I had the same over-under set on the for the Alabama and for the... Yes. So the over-under is set at 66 for both Notre Dame versus Alabama and for Ohio State Clemson. It's the same over-under of 66.
Okay, well, screw my Alabama minus 20. I'm going to take the over on that.
I'm also going to take the over on that.
Yeah, I also have the over.
Yeah.
Because 20 points line is way too big for me to be picking a playoff game with 20-point line.
Right.
Like, if I had to pick the line, I'd probably go with Alabama. But, yeah, give me the over.
Yeah.
Which probably means, since we all picked the over, probably means the under is going to hit.
Yeah.
Clemson versus Ohio State. Clemson 7.5-point favorites. Over under again at 66.
I'm gonna do Clemson minus 7.5. That's a close enough spread to where I feel pretty confident that Clemson will pull away with that.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Yeah, I also have Clemson. I don't have a lot of faith in Ohio State or Justin Fields. So
yeah,
your wild card, Alex.
Cincinnati plus 7.
Cincinnati plus 7 versus Georgia. Devin. Sorry, I was reading his name, but trying to say your name. Your wild card pick.
Mississippi State plus 7. We'll go.
Well, it's not a.
What's the line?
It's minus 1.5 for Tulsa.
Oh, is it okay?
So did you just make up a line?
Made up one. Mississippi State.
You should let him go with that one, honestly. No, Mississippi State. That's going to get him a loss.
Plus 7. Just kidding. No, go with the normal
State
line.
Plus
Mississippi
one and
State.
A,
yeah.
Plus 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay. I have Tulsa minus 1.5.
Nice.
That's all I know. So we're taking the opposites.
Plus 7.
Just, I love you're just like, Mississippi State plus 7.
I was like,
it's like
what?
That's not the line.
That's not how it works.
Just making things up. Okay. NFL action. Miami at the Bills. The Bills 2-point favorites. The over-under set at 44.5.
Bills minus 2.
Devin.
I as well.
The Bills still have something to play for because they need to clinch that 2 seed. So yep. I'm going with the Bills as well. Cardinals minus 3 at the Rams. Over-under set at 40.5. No Goff, and I believe no Kyler Murray.
Under.
Really?
I'm going with the under on that.
Just as of a couple hours ago, Kyler Murray good to go. So he is playing.
What was the over-under?
40.5.
Oh.
It is the Rams defense, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we still put up 20 on them. So, shoot. All right,
that
under.
Sucks for the Bears.
Under. Yeah, under. Under.
Those poor Bears. I wanted the Bears in the playoffs really bad.
I'm going under. Well, it still could happen. I'm still just going to go under.
I'm going with the Cardinals, minus 3.
There you go.
Because there's no way that whatever the Rams backup is going to win.
Right.
Is it Bortles that's going
to? No, Bortles, I don't think we'll be able to start this week.
Okay.
Just because he barely got signed. He doesn't even know the plays or anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, could Oklahoma break this one for a boot? They're going to get.
He's too slow.
Oh, yeah. Are you seeing this?
Yeah.
Oh, he's hurt too. Your NFL wild card.
Seahawks minus 6.
And they're playing the
49ers.
Okay, Devin?
I also thought Seahawks as well, but they're just too, I don't know. I'll go Seahawks as well.
Okay, Seattle minus 6. I have the Steelers plus 9.5.
Wow.
Because all of Cleveland is on. And there's not going to be Big Ben. Mason Rudolph is starting. Revenge game for Mason Rudolph going up against the Browns. And all of Cleveland has, like, COVID.
Right.
So I'm going Steelers plus 9.5. And I just don't want the Browns in the playoffs. So.
Yeah. How many players got hit with COVID?
Their entire wide receiver group is out. They just added a tight end, a couple of linemen, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, it really depends on who the Steelers are, who else they're going to hold out. But ultimately, Steelers plus 9.5, I think. Your outright upset pick.
Bears over Packers.
Ooh, so you have the Bears in the playoffs.
I like it.
I need it.
And let's give the Seahawks the number 1 seed.
I would not mind the Seahawks number 1.
Let me go last.
But I would love, like, a Seahawks-Packers snow and Lambeau playoff game. That would be awesome.
Make it maybe NFC Championship game.
Yeah, if it was in Green Bay,
it will just rain in Seattle.
Yeah, I don't want the rain. I need some.
I'm okay with
the
rain. Russell Wilson's
an snow
amphibian, bro.
NFC.
That dude, it will ball out in the rain.
I need a snow NFC Championship game.
True.
Okay, your upset pick.
I am gonna go, even though I was ranting and raving about Brady winning the divorce until you changed my mind. I'm gonna go Falcons over Buccaneers.
Ooh. That's a good one. Spicy one.
Hmm.
I have the Jets over the Patriots.
Well, if
they're not trying to win any more games.
They don't care. They're locked in at number 2, whether they win or lose.
So then why try? Why get people hurt?
Do you think they care about who gets hurt and who doesn't?
No,
none of these dudes are going to be on the roster next year. They've been playing good. The Patriots have 20 people on their injury list. 20. Like, they're not, they don't have anyone. No one good is going to be playing for New England in this game.
Pat's still winning.
Fair enough.
I'm pulling up the injury report right now. They have David Andrews, calf, did not participate. Terrez Hall, ankle, did not participate. Anfernee Jennings, linebacker, shoulder, did not participate. Shaq Mason, calf, did not participate. Devin McCourty, shoulder, did not participate. Josh Uche, foot, did not participate. Juwan Bentley, shoulder, limited. Adam Butler, shoulder, limited. Shalik Calhoun, knee, limited. Joe Cardona, ankle, limited. Brian Cowart, back, limited. Nick Folk, back, limited. Lawrence Guy, shoulder, limited. Damien Harris, ankle, limited. Justin Heron, ankle, limited. J.C. Jackson, knee, limited. Dante Moncrief, thigh, limited. Matthew Slater, knee, limited.
Yikes.
Wow.
That's like, those are our three best players are Nick Folk, Damien Harris, and J.C. Jackson. All of them are limited.
That'll be an interesting one.
Devin McCourty, shoulder, did not participate.
That'll be interesting.
Jets. And the Patriots need to get a better draft pick, too. So that's also why. You're picking the Bears to beat the Packers, so the Seahawks get number one overall seed. I'm picking the Jets over the Patriots, so the Patriots get a better draft pick.
There you go.
Any final thoughts, news, notes, anything you want to discuss? Oklahoma's dismantling Florida.
Routing.
They're about to score again.
Predictable. Nah, man, go Hawks.
Sweet. Devin? No podcast next week. I'm going to be in Mexico.
Ooh.
So no podcast next week, but the week after we'll break down NFL wildcard weekend. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Peace.